are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, a lot of stories we're going to get to the first hour. How people think that, or researchers think they're able to sniff out melanoma. Actually sniff, right? By examining the odorous component to cells. Me being in the medical profession, this worries me a little bit because I really don't want to smell anything more than I have to. We have another woman who has died after receiving butt-enhancing injections. This is some scary stuff. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how men, all right, according to some studies, are the reason why women go through menopause. So it gives women a reason to blame men. We're also going to talk about, not that I think that's fair, but it's a theory out there. Then air pollution triggering heart arrhythmias. We've talked about air pollution causing heart attacks. What about causing abnormal heart rhythms? Is that the reason why we have more heart attacks? Is this a whole separate problem? What are we looking at? And many of us live in areas that have, high pollution. I mean, there's not really a lot we could do about that. I mean, I live in Las Vegas. Las Vegas air has actually surpassed L.A. with pollution on many days. And it's because it's kind of a bowl. It's a valley. It's a Las Vegas valley. Beautiful valley. Surrounded by mountains. The mountains are exquisite. And things settle. And with the heat, even though, you know, hot air rises, pollutants settle. And so, you know, where I live, luckily I'm at a little bit higher elevation, but, what do we do about it? So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy. Take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, they say using sophisticated techniques to sample and analyze airborne molecules in the odors of human skin cells, they say scientists here in America were able to detect a unique chemical signature for melanoma. Now, to me, that makes perfect sense. Okay, skin cells carry odor, right? A melanoma cell would probably carry the odor a little differently than a normal healthy skin cell. To me, makes sense. I just don't want to, find the practicality of this right now. They suggest their methods can spot the difference between different types of melanoma and normal skin cells using odor signatures. In their study, they also show how a nanosensor device could lead to a portable clinical tool for non-invasive odor detection of melanoma. Now we're talking. Build a tool that'll do the smelling for us. I love it. This is Star Trek cool. The team was from Monell Chemical Senses Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Both in Philadelphia write about their findings in a report published this week in the Journal of Chromatography B. I know, and you know what? Don't panic, guys. I know a lot of you have the Journal of Chromatography A. I know. Doesn't that stink? All of a sudden, you need to get a new subscription. I know. But this was the Journal of Chromatography B. If you guys have the Journal of Chromatography A, you're a losing, right? You snooze, you lose. All right. So, basically, we talked about melanoma. According to MedPage or Medical News Today, it reviews how melanoma is a cancer of your melanocytes. The melanocytes is basically what gives our skin the color, helps us tan. Pigmented clusters of it make freckles and moles, etc. But melanoma is responsible for 75% of skin cancer death. All right, the other 25% could be the squamous, etc. I don't see basal cell carcinoma killing as much. But melanoma is deadly, one of the deadliest of the skin cancers. And so the earlier we could detect the sucker, the better chance you have to survive. So I love it. Now, the reason why I think this is cool and why I'm spending your time on that is because dogs have always had a keen sense of smell. And dogs can sniff out diseases, okay? And remember a couple years ago, there was a study where the dogs could sniff out prostate cancer. So they were able to detect prostate cancer from these volatile organic compounds in urine. You gave them different urines, they were able to tell you if prostate cancer was a possibility. Now, I got dogs, I got cats. They are already sniffing in the crotch area every day. All right, but I don't have a prostate, so I don't know if they would differentiate between me and my husband. But, you know, for everything that bothers us, there should be a way to put that into good use, right? Like fungus and penicillin, botulism toxin and Botox, dogs sniffing the crotch area, and figure it out if you got prostate cancer or any other type of cancer. So, you know, the idea that there could be certain smells is brilliant. Now, remember there was a cat in one of the nursing homes? I don't know if the cat's still alive. And the cat would start cuddling up to the nursing home patient that was about to die. That was freaky. So if the cat entered your room, jumped on your bed, and hung out with you, that means you were about that. That is some scary stuff. But I believe animals have that ability. They are able to pick up on things. Now, one of my husband's friends, who was the best man at our wedding, died of a brain tumor. Before he was even diagnosed, years before, my husband's dog that was living with his parents would always bark at this friend of ours. Always bark. He didn't have a problem with any of Corey's other friends, but this one he would just bark at. And, you know, somebody could say, well, maybe he just didn't like him. You know, maybe we don't know. We can't think of anything different, you know, except his face, obviously, because everybody has a unique face, or except for identical twins, or the fact that the dog had picked up that he had cancer. Pretty scary stuff. May rest in peace. So, you know, I got to tell you, science is getting a cooler and cooler. And I'm happy as long as I don't have to sit there and sniff people's skin. All right, guys, don't go out. I mean, I do. You know, there's certain odors people give off for diabetes, certain metabolism disorders. You know, if you have to smell, you have to smell. But if you don't have to smell, you try not to. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALY, especially if there's a code brown. 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click bensdiscountsupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on bensdiscountsupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite Channel 244, as well as Talk Superstation and all our affiliates. Many of you who listen to XM Channel 244 at the 5 a.m. Eastern time, it's not a replay of the earlier show. It's the second hour of our three-hour show. So for those of you that want to ever catch the first hour that plays at noon on Eastern time, as well as the third hour, go to our podcast, go to our iPhone app or Android app, go to my website at drdahlia.com, link to podcasts and shows, so you guys get all the information that you need, because we cover a lot of stuff, and we do it with, you know, we make it fun. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you take Propecia for hair loss, and very common medicine. It works very well. There was a study a couple years ago saying, well, those of you taking the medication, keep an eye out for a more aggressive form of prostate cancer if you are in line for prostate cancer. But for the most part, many people are on this medicine for years, and they do very well. Now, researchers are finding that people on Propecia are not drinking alcohol as much. They say two-thirds of the men in the study noticed they were drinking less alcohol than before taking Propecia, according to a study researcher, Dr. Michael Erwig, an endocrinologist and assistant professor of medicine at George Washington University School of Medicine. But the decrease in drinking seen in the study may not be found in all men, they say. Okay? Propecia is a form of finasteride. We use finasteride at higher doses to help men and shrink their prostate. Why is hair loss and prostate related? Because of the testosterone. The more testosterone you have, the bigger your prostate could be, and the more of a receding hairline. That's what I was going to say, nothing else, okay? All right, but what's amazing about this is for some people that are having trouble drying up and being sober, maybe a medication like this could help. Usually we've been using a medicine called Antabuse or Disulfiram, where if you do drink alcohol while taking the medication, it makes you vomit. Now, that negative feedback, or that negative Pavlovian response, right, worked. It's very violent, okay? None of us like to vomit at all. And so, I don't, which is why I was never bulimic, okay? I never understood that about girls. Why would they want to vomit? You have bad breath, it hurts your teeth, you feel sick for hours, you have abdominal cramps, all right? I'd rather have a little bit more booty on my booty. I have no problem there for me. Anyway, so they do say that less than 5% of younger men who take Propecia do have, some sexual problems from it. But, again, not enough for people to, more men appear to be, worried about their hairline. Which, by the way, guys, stop. Honestly, bald men are sexy. But remember, if you start to bald before you're 30, make sure somebody's keeping an eye on the prostate, because you could be more in line for prostate cancer. All right, so, for me, balding, I think, is still very sexy. Most of the most handsome men I know. I mean, look at Rick from Pawn Stars, for example, okay? By the way, we had a great time filming last night's episode. We talked about a Civil War syringe we used to treat syphilis and gonorrhea, and that would basically be the syringe I had on Pawn Stars yesterday. Last night, you would basically inject the boric acid or the silver nitrate or whatever caustic chemical you had in there into the man's urethra. It would kill any of the bacteria or treponemas from the syphilis within the urethra, and then the soldier could go back onto the Civil War battlefield. After he, walked it off, shook it off a little bit, because it hurt, and then was able to go and do his duties. All right, prostitution was rampant at the time. Such that STDs were pretty rampant. So it was a Civil War syringe. I sold it for $160. Yeah, I just didn't want it in the house anymore. And Rick actually showed that piece on David Letterman in an interview. He liked it. He liked it. But anyway, I mean, Rick, bald, sexy. Yul Brynner, bald, sexy. Bruce Willis, bald, sexy. But, some of these men, I don't know about Bruce Willis, but some of these men look better bald. They do. And so, for those of you going, I need to take the medication to stop it. I don't know. Think again. I know it's hard. If I ever lost my hair, I would understand and go through a grieving process. I get that. All right. But just keep in mind, for some of you, it can really look good. And I think the reason why is it accents the eyes. Yul Brynner, phenomenal eyes. A lot of our friends who are balding, you then look at the eyes. You don't look at the hair. Sometimes hair can be distracting. Me being a girl, if I have a good hair day, it's great. If I have a bad hair day, it's extremely distracting. And if I want somebody to look at my eyes or another body part, sometimes the hair is just in the way. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if this ends up helping people curb their desire to drink, may have some other uses out there, which seems to be cool to me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so a study has come out saying doctors should dress sharp, and it'll appear that they will be more hygienic if they dress sharp than quote-unquote scruffy clothes. According to Fox News, they say doctors who wear casual and scruffy clothes to work not only look unprofessional, but they also convey a lackluster attitude toward personal hygiene, which could have implications for hospital infections. I'll tell you what I think about this. Dr. Stephanie Dancer, a consultant microbiologist at Hare Myers Hospital in Scotland, says that the United Kingdom's Department of Health recommended in 2007 that doctors not wear ties, many younger doctors started to dress very informally. There was even some hospital doctors wearing ripped jeans. All right, she said, I hear that patients complain that they do not know who the doctor is if there's no tie, no white coat, no jacket, etc., and no presence. Now, for me, it was very interesting. The very first day I saw patients as a medical student, I was wearing a skirt, beautiful nylons, high heel shoes, and I had to end up doing this woman's pap smear. Well, it's impossible to do a pap smear ladylike-wise, right, with you crossing your legs when you sit. Basically, for a female doctor, it's a heck of a lot easier when you're wearing pants. Okay? You know, because you just kind of need to be able to sit there and pivot. And remember, you're on those rolly stools. Even in general, when I sit on those rolly doctor stools, I need my legs out and anchored down. I can't be doing this leg crossing, keeping my legs, like the legs commercials where your legs are at an angle. You know, you see the Fox News reporters, sit like that where their knees are angled or whatever. You can't do that as a doctor. You got to be practical. When somebody comes in with a foot ulcer, I need them to plop that foot on me so I can take a peek. I mean, I use my legs, okay? Just like I use my hands, I use my eyes, you use your fingers, okay? You become very hands-on. So I stopped wearing dresses and skirts immediately, and I started wearing scrubs. Now, yes, scrubs are casual, but they've been allowed. In a doctor's setting, you're wearing scrubs, means you're busy at work and you're running around, etc. Does it mean you're dirty? Does it mean you've been, dealing with patients before? It could give somebody that sense, but I look at regular clothes the other way. Regular clothes mean they come from your house. Regular clothes mean they come from, a part of the closet where your dogs or cats may want to hang out and you have dog hair on them, etc. When my aunt, when I try to go out, to go out on a nice night with my husband, which is rare because he doesn't take me out that much. In the olden days, he wanted to show me off. Nowadays, he's like, walk 3 feet ahead of me, right? So people don't know we're together. Now he doesn't do that. But, the dogs come up to us, the cats come up to us. I got cat hair on me. My scrubs are clean. My scrubs are at the office. They're separate. So I look at scrubs being a form of cleanliness. Now, some people can say, yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, doctors don't dry clean scrubs. They laundry clean scrubs. They don't dry clean, but they dry clean outfits. Well, okay, just examine anybody's outfit at 3:45 on a Friday afternoon. It's not going to be crystal spotless clear. I get that. But have I had patients complain that some of their doctors saw them in the hospital in shorts? Yeah. Or some people were in golf gear. Absolutely. I have heard. And to me, it doesn't turn them off because they think it's dirty. It turns them off because it doesn't look like they're dedicated to medicine that day. It looks like they have plans for the beach, plans for golfing, and you're an impedance. That's how some people look at it. So I'm still going to stay in my scrubs. All right. Maybe once in a while I'll wear a nice pantsuit. We'll see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, they say Kate Middleton is pregnant, right, Duchess? I don't understand why she's not princess. If she's married to Prince William, isn't she princess? No, but because she was a duchess, I don't get that. I would think if she married in, she'd be princess, unless they only use the term princess for if you're the daughter of the king. I don't think you could be an in-law and then become prince or princess. Oh, that's a good question. No, you know why? Yeah, because think about it. If a king had a daughter and a son, the son would be the prince. The daughter, if she married, he wouldn't be the prince because that would mean he's in line for the throne. And usually it's a bloodline. I bet that's what it is. I don't really understand the whole king, queen, jack, joker, ten of clubs type of thing. But Kate Middleton has been discussing hypnobirth. And she is telling magazines that she is researching various birthing methods. She wants it to be natural. So hypnobirthing, hence using hypnosis, is one option that has appealed to her. And she is thinking about using hypnotherapy during childbirth. Good luck, Prince or Duchess Kate. That's, you know, I remember when I was first pregnant going, this is nothing. This is no big deal. Piece cake. I'm like, what? I'm not going to need medicine or epidurals. Oh, Lord have mercy. You ain't seen nothing yet. But then again, even if Kate's mom has given her a good talking to, or even Queen Elizabeth, right? Even if she said, oh, child, but she probably wouldn't be talking like that. She'd be talking like, you know, what are you thinking? Child, your husband, no, that would be her father-in-law. Anyway, I won't go into it. But, you know, keep in mind, I know some of you are like, well, if Kate Middleton could do hypnobirth therapy, I can too. Let me just say a couple things, okay? First of all right, as much as I think that's cool, I if you want to do hypnotherapy, I think that's phenomenal. Okay, all the power to you. I think that's wonderful. The less medicine you got to give the fetus, the better. However, you make sure that you 3 hours before you think you're going to need pain medicine, ask for it. Because sometimes people ask for the epidural too late. Every woman I delivered who had said, and I only delivered about 100 babies, but every woman who said they were going to go into it with no epidural, no pain medicine, okay, I told them, I go, not a problem. I'm ready for that, okay? And you could use your doula, et cetera, your hypnosis, whatever you want to do. But just please tell me, okay, early. Every single one of them ended up saying, I need the epidural, I need the pain medicine. Unfortunately, half of those people couldn't get it. Because by the time they asked for it, it was too late for us to try to find an anesthesiologist, or they were too far along in the delivery process, and we couldn't do it. Which is why make sure you have that backup system ready. Don't say, you know, because the anesthesiologist, if they're like, if you don't need me, then I don't need to be here. No. I said, you make sure, because I wanted to go as far as I can. I was in labor for 5 days. By the fifth day, I couldn't take it anymore. I needed something, and I needed the epidural, and luckily the anesthesiologist was there, a different one, because nobody wants to stay the whole 5 days. All right, okay, so just as a thought, I commend you, kudos for you wanting to do it naturally. Please try, I think that's awesome, but make sure you give plenty of notice, because if you like, I can't take it anymore, I need it now, it's not going to happen now. It could take an hour, sometimes 2 hours, to get the anesthesiologist. If you even qualify. All right. And then next, Kate Middleton, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Kate Middleton, remember, her pregnancy is being so scrutinized by all the tabloids that do you think the Duchess would sit there and go, oh, hell no, I'm not using hypnosis. I want Demerol. I want epidural. I want Stadol. I want you to knock me out. Do you think she would even be able to say that? Of course not. Okay? They have publicists. So she is saying she is considering hypnosis. Excellent. Bravo. The publicist did a phenomenal job. It'll hopefully keep everybody off her case about what she wants to do. Remember, she hasn't had an easy pregnancy with that hyperemesis gravidarum, with her throwing up, etc. Not to mention with her having to do all these public appearances pregnant. Okay, then, you know, her having to deal with the last trimester and getting all pimply and bloated and having gas and being constipated and the swollen legs and the 50-pound weight gain. I mean, this is not going to be easy. All right, I have no doubt in my mind that she's going to want some pain medicine. First-time mothers usually do. So my guess is they had their publicity people make a statement to get everybody off their case, and she's thinking about hypnotherapy. Okay, nobody is going to give medications and hurt the possible grandson to the throne, right? The third person in line to the throne. All right, and so if it ends up being a boy, okay? So let's just leave it at that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, air pollution. This is something, whenever I see studies about air pollution and heart disease, they're always troubling to me because there's not really a lot we could do about it. I mean, I could do a lot about diet. Okay, I could do a lot about exercise. I really can't do that much about where I live. I would have to pick up and move. and having a practice, having a family here, my mom living here, having my radio studios here. I mean, that's not easy to do. And for a lot of you as well, it's not that easy for you to pick up and leave. So when you hear a study like this, saying air pollution can cause heart arrhythmias, you're like, I wish I didn't know about that. But it is important to know, because then maybe you could be a little bit more on top of things. Okay? Now, because of these heart rhythms, that's why I think we've heard previous research that air pollution could cause sudden death. More people are likely to, I guess, have sudden death or heart attacks, they say, in highly polluted areas. Now, is it because of the inflammation of the pollutants? Is it because of the stress of being in traffic? Is it because you're not as outdoors as you would in a small town? I think there's a lot of issues, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's that direct correlation between the pollutants that are coming in and them getting into your bloodstream from your lungs and affecting your heart. It makes sense. Now, this new study took a look at atrial fibrillation. Now, atrial fibrillation is something that we are definitely seeing more and more of. Not only because we're able to diagnose it quicker, where people have irregular beats, we throw them up on an EKG, we take a look and see that their heart is beating irregularly because of the quivering electrical impulse, and then the heart can't pump a good pump, scary stuff. But we're also seeing this in kids, in 20-year-olds, young people, because they're downing their energy drinks. And when they down their energy drinks and get that huge caffeine bolus, it can mess up the electrical current in the heart. Now, in this study, Dr. Mark Link from Tufts Medical Center in Boston looked at people with these ICDs, the implantable cardioverter defibrillators. Now, these record the heart's electrical activity when it's abnormal and then will give you a shock to try to correct the heart rhythm, okay? They looked at the data of all of these of 176 patients, compared it to air quality data collected in the region. Over about 2 years, they say 49 people of those had these atrial fibrillation episodes, and they found that the level of air pollution, including the soot-like particles, according to Fox News, on any given day, was directly related. So the higher the air issues and the air quality, or the lower the air quality, the more incidences of this. So, you know, again, what do? Well, at home, you could do HEPA filters, you could do air filters, you could try to do the recirculating air in your car while you're sitting there. But, you know, the more you could do to avoid traffic and sitting in traffic and being at the level or the abyss of a city valley that has the pollution, the better, if you can. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show, our Facebook page. Always love to connect with you guys and give you guys the latest and the greatest in terms of news. You know, I just don't understand what is the fascination with these butt enhancing injections. Tragically, another woman has died after receiving these injections. From what we understand, she's from Miami, and police are searching for a Venezuelan doctor who performed this surgery on a 28-year-old woman. Suyima Torres was going into surgery for her second round of treatment for quote-unquote gluteus augmentation. This occurred on April 18th at the Cuerpos Health and Aesthetic Clinic, located on the second floor of, I guess, a shopping center. This is being reported by the Miami Herald. Apparently, a friend had recommended the clinic to her. She received her first treatment in the clinic, paying the doctor $1,500 in cash. According to the girl's parents, the doctor initially told her she would have to wait a month for the next treatment, but that day he said her inflammation was gone so she could return the next week. So she paid $800 in cash for the second treatment. She returned alone to the clinic. After the treatment was over, she felt dizzy. Okay? The doctor, or the owner, Ruth Planas, called an ambulance, transported Torres to the hospital in Coral Gables Doctor's Hospital. She was pronounced dead of a lung embolism. Authorities said they are investigating the death as a homicide in relation to her surgery. The identity of the alleged doctor has not been revealed. Now, when people ask, why are people dying from these, you know, backroom liposuctions or these, you know, clinic butt-enhancing injections, it's because of embolisms. Embolisms is where air or fat or product can get into the bloodstream as a big, huge bubble or mass, and it goes up to the bloodstream. Then it clogs one of the arteries in the lungs, and then you are unable to breathe, exchange air, get the get oxygenation to the blood. Even though you got two lungs, sometimes these lung embolisms are so severe that you end up just going into respiratory failure. It is some scary stuff. And again, I don't understand what the infatuation is. Why would there even be a market for butt-enhancing injections? Now, mind you, I've had, you know, kind of a big tushy, right? I've kind of had a kind of more, you know, bubble butt ever since I was little. I had a smaller waist. I was kind of a skinny kid. Legs weren't that bad, but, yeah, I had a little butt. I always had a butt. My kids, too. One of the kids, very flat butt. The other one has, you know, butt like mama, right? A lot of meat. And, I hated it. I mean, I would do anything to get the butt kind of smaller, okay, when I was growing up. Of course, everybody thought that I was being exaggerated about it, you know, and I was having an inferiority complex. But nobody likes their butt. Nobody likes their breast. Nobody likes their waist. Nobody likes their chin or their double chin or whatever. Nobody likes any of that. All right, so, you know, for me, it's kind of hard to believe that if somebody has a small, cute butt, why would you want that? Well, I guess there's this trend to have something that people say is similar to Beyonce or Jennifer Lopez, where there's some booty to it. And I guess that's supposed to be sexy these days. And to put your life at risk, and most likely she didn't realize she could die from this. I mean, it's a butt injection. The butt is probably as far away from your heart and your lungs as you could possibly get. People freak out still about stuff being done to their feet, but to their butt, they just think it's so separate, right, from your body, that it's just out there. You know, it's like an appendage that you could attach and deattach, detach, etc. But no, you know, you still got blood vessels. And I'm not sure what this person was doing, what they were injecting into it. But we do know that that type of enhancement comes with a lot of risks. And for those of you that are thinking about doing any such risks or taking on any such procedure, I urge you to see a plastic surgeon. And it's not because I'm a doctor and I've gone to school with other doctors who later became plastic surgeons. Actually, nobody in my class became a plastic surgeon. All right. But plastic surgeons, all right, use surgical centers. They use hospitals. All right. Many of them, if they do things within their office, they have it graded and licensed for such. They have to show the medical board that they're using licensed technicians, licensed equipment. Somebody just injecting stuff into you, no, doesn't qualify. In the olden days with silicone and breast implants, doctors used to just shoot the silicone into the breast, just shoot it in there. I have a patient who had that done in the 70s, and the silicone moved down the body. So she has these big, long, kind of like Almond Joy shaped lumps, long rectangular lumps in her abdomen, abnormally in her breast from the hardened silicone. Thank heavens none of that was injected into the bloodstream. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. On the topic of birth, they're saying giving birth at home is starting to look safe. According to a new Dutch study, there are less complications now than previously reported with women with low-risk pregnancies. I know many of you will write me and ask me and say, you know, look, my daughter-in-law wants to have the baby at home. I'm telling my son she's crazy. What do we do? Well, many of my patients have had home births. I've never delivered at home. When I did my OB training, it was in the hospital. I'm a family doc, so I don't deliver babies anymore. But I have a lot of patients who did home birth, and they did well. They had a midwife, but also keep in mind, the midwives in Las Vegas that we have are phenomenal. I mean, these guys are good. But with these low-risk pregnancies, they, think about it. I mean, for centuries, women have been giving birth in non-hospital settings. Okay, that's just, shocking. Shocking. Jesus was not born in a hospital, right? So, we've been able to enhance a chance of a higher risk pregnancy in the hospital. My only problem with this is one thing I noticed is pregnancies I thought would be low risk still surprised me in the hospital setting. And so even for me, my first pregnancy was not really supposed to be considered that high risk. And we almost needed the forceps. We almost needed C-section. We almost needed vacuum delivery. Baby came out, but I was very grateful that I was in a place where there could be a NICU, et cetera, God forbid, neonatal ICU or a pediatric ICU, God forbid, but my baby needed to be there. So for me, I didn't choose to give birth at home. Plus, remember, I got, you know, three cats and two, well, I didn't have three cats and two dogs then. But, you know, we had the dog, we had the fish. I really didn't want all the family there, you know, but instead I was in the hospital and we had, you know, all the students there, and that really didn't please me either, and all my colleagues. I'm like, can I have a little bit of privacy, please? Just a little bit of privacy. Please put the phone camera down. Anyway, they weren't phone cameras at the time. So, you know, as this study kind of ignites the controversy of can birth be done at home, all right, there are less complications naturally. There seem to be not less complications than in a hospital, but we've been seeing less complications than we've seen previously. And they say, I guess, 1 in 1,000 home births had resulted in severe problems like admission to an intensive care or requiring heavy blood transfusion, etc. Postpartum hemorrhage is another concern with moms as the placenta has to be delivered. But, you know, talk to your doctor if this is something you want to look at. See, many OBs, though, will say hell to the no. You know, because, again, liability and malpractice. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Just hang me down.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video Dash Cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.